monstrosity.
Remove the monstrosity. Part of the plan is goal 22 or 45 goals of communism to eliminate all good sculptures from parks and buildings and substitute them with shapeless, awkward and meaningless forms. Goal 23 is to control art critics and directors of art museums. They state our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive and meaningless art. And the sculpture at the entrance to HOTA, Home of the Arts here on the Gold Coast, which is also the council chambers. According to its creator, Ramesh Nethiyudran, represents the descent into manifestation of a Hindu deity or a divine bodily guardian form on earth. The artist does not explain why this guardian is holding a child upside down.
I hate to report to you, but the Gold Coast is now known as the city with a dagger stabbed into its heart and soul, and our cultural centre is bleeding. It is no longer known as the beautiful city. Every single councillor and the mayor were here when this was installed last year in March 2021. Did they object? Who in their right mind would put such a grotesque piece at the entrance of an art gallery? Is this a gallery for families and children? This is not a normal sculpture, folks. This is bad news. Protect your children. Do not bring them to the gallery. We have a huge problem on the Gold Coast with domestic violence, and they install a monstrosity like this, with a blood red face holding a blue child upside down. What does that mean? The child is lit up blood red at night. Seriously, what is wrong with these people? Protect your children. And the so-called artist, Ramesh Nethiyudran, I urge you to have a look at his work. In my opinion, it is vile. And the Melbourne Art Foundation commissioned him, along with HOTA. Where is our morality if we as a civilised people accept this horror and what it represents? Please join us as we take legal and lawful action to have this dagger removed from the heart and soul of our city. We did not consent. We will not consent, and we will not be silent until this is removed. In the words of Martin Luther King Jr., our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter.
Daughters, or two of my granddaughters, one of them is five. They both recognise this upside down creature as a child. That was their first reaction. So we want it removed.
I agree with my comrades here in regards to getting rid of this. Well, for me, it is filth. I would never bring my grandchildren here to see this. This is not what I moved to the Gold Coast for. When I moved here over 20 years ago, this place was beautiful. Lately, I do not like what I'm seeing, and I do not like what our so-called council members are allowing and doing. We need to get rid of all these grotesque things that they call art, because to me this is not art. art is supposed to promote beauty and good feelings in everyone. This, to me, does the exact opposite. Thank you.
Satanic filth reigns its way in our country today. This is a perfect example.
Yes.
There's so many satanic embolisms that are buried in this structure that only those that are awake, those that are looking for the evil, will see. We need a surfboard here, a bikini girl for whatever. Something that represents the Gold Coast.
Yes.
Yes. Satanic filth, gotta go, as long as everyone else who's involved with it. Out.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well.
Hey everyone, I'm gonna put a call out to Tom Tate. Tom, a few years ago, you got leadership of our community. And you said that you wanted to turn the Gold Coast into Sin City. Well, we're here to tell you, no more, all right? This monstrosity, this satanic monstrosity has to go. I'm going to be sending videos of people who are starting to get the guts enough to come out now after 30, 40, 50 years of living with the pain of being trafficked, raped and tortured by mongrel monsters on this earth. Now seriously, mate, that is just a slap in the face to all of humanity that care about children. And you will remove it, or we will do it for you.
Yes. 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 Our taxpayers' money didn't pay for this, so it must be removed.
The ratepayer.
But this has got to go. The public, wake up. Look for yourself. Research.
Well, there you have it, folks. The people have spoken.
Yeah, we have.
We want to get rid of this bloody thing, and we're not going to rest until we do.
All right.